Hi, friends. Before we get started, do you know your number one marketing asset? Have you ever thought about that? No matter what kind of business you have, whether you're a coach, a consultant, maybe you host events, maybe you offer a service or even products. Have you thought about what your number one best marketing asset is? Well, I'm here to tell you today that it's you. And if you're not leveraging it, you're missing out on attracting your right people and actually growing your business. You're stalling the growth of your business by not leveraging you. You have to realize the market right now is totally packed and saturated. And in order for you to stand out, you're going to have to be unique. And in order to be unique, you can leverage your authentic self. It will make life so much easier. You will feel empowered and you will be ready to get out there and market your business. So make sure you get registered right now for the training. Scroll down in the show notes right now. There should be a little link in there. And you can also go to KimberlyBrock.com/vibe, V-I-B-E, because you're about to discover your authentic marketing vibe in the training. I can't wait. So anyways, make sure you register for that training. You will get the replays. If you can't be there, they'll be available for about a week. Okay. And then you will get the printables and you will be entered to win a super cute prize. So make sure you get registered now. I can't wait to see you on Wednesday. We're going to kick this off. It's the first time I've done this training officially, not inside one of my programs and outside to the public for free. So make sure you register and I'll see you on Wednesday, May 1st.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, everyone. It's episode 82, and I am so glad that you've made it here today because I'm talking about the topic of you showing up for this business. So many of you are scared. And I've done an episode recently on this, which I'll put the link down below. I know there's things you're scared of, but I want to talk to you real quick. If I could put my hands on your shoulders and shake you and say, you've got to show up for these three people because they need you. Today, we're going to talk about those three people. So I'm so glad that you are here. If you are new, I am so happy that you have found this podcast because it has helped so many people as they start their business have the confidence and the tools to get this thing going. So make sure right now you hit subscribe. If you're an Apple Podcast or Spotify, hit subscribe because you don't want to miss out on any future episodes to help you get your new business going right. And the second thing that you need to do right now is scroll down and get my free goodies because I have some gifts for you because you're new. I've got a 16-step checklist that will help you as you start your business so you can kind of work through them and see everything you need to be doing. And I also have a business Ikigai guide. So if you are kind of in the idea stage and you're trying to narrow down your idea, this may help you just kind of work through your skills and passions and all that, match it up with a viable business. So anyways, check those out. If you are new below, all you'll have to do is enter your email address real quick and they'll come to your email immediately. And if you've been here a while, thank you so much to all my loyal listeners. Y'all are amazing. I wanted to give a shout out today for someone who left a review. The person's name that left the review is TMW-CH. It says, first time listener, Kimberly's tips are 100, which I love. She said, I'm new to entrepreneurship, longtime dreamer, but scaredy. See, if you're scared, you're not the only one that's scared. And this pod popped up in a search for starting a business. I sifted through the topics to find the episodes most appropriate for me. Kimberly is encouraging and her content is super informational. I'm thankful women like her are willing to share their insights and experiences. Oh, that's so sweet. TMW-CH, thank you so much for taking time to review this podcast. It makes me so happy. And if you have been listening a while and you find value in this podcast, would you be so kind to take a few seconds to just even scroll down and hit 5 stars, whether you're an Apple Podcast or whatever player you're in, if it lets you rate this podcast, if you can give it 5 stars or even leave a written review like this kind listener did, it makes such a difference for me. And it also signifies to Apple and Spotify and all the players that this podcast is worthy of listening to. So thank you all so much. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello, everyone. How are you? How is your business? Are you taking action steps? Are you making things happen? Are you getting this thing going? And are you making money consistently yet? If not, then you're in the right place. You need to be here because you've got to be making money on a consistent basis. This is not a hobby. This is your business. I'm so happy that you're here. Today, I'm sitting you down again. You know how I do this. I sit you down a lot on these podcast episodes. And I have a little talk with you because some of you are terrified. Some of you are terrified as you're starting your business. Some of you are scared. Some of you don't know if you can do it. And as I said in the intro, I've done a podcast episode recently on this, and you can scroll down and listen to it right after this. If you are one of those people that has fear about this, that is worried if you can do this, is nervous. But this is what I want to say to you. Even with all that fear you may have and anything you may be scared of, I'm going to tell you this one thing today, and that is you need to show up. That's all you need to do. You need to show up in a way that is comfortable to you, because there are three people that are waiting on you to show up right now. They need you to show up. And if you are not here to get this business started and get it going, then who in the world is going to offer the unique and awesome and fabulous products or services that only you are capable of offering? Who is going to do that if you don't? You have your own style, you have your own flair, you have your own wisdom, you have your own knowledge, you have your own expertise. God has granted you so many gifts, and it's time you show up, okay? So here are the three people that you need to show up for. The first one is yourself. Do you realize this? You need to show up in this business for yourself, because this has been your dream. This has been something you have been wanting to do so badly. Maybe you're already getting your business going, but now you're getting a little shy about it. You're getting a little scared. You're having a little bit of trepidation about this whole process. Let me just tell you something. If you don't keep moving forward, you will regret this so much. You have got to put one step in front of the other and keep this train moving so that you can prove to yourself that your dream can be reality. It can be. You can take all these steps. You can move at your own pace. You don't have to move at any pace anyone is telling you. You just simply have to keep moving forward. Now, my goal here in talking to you and those that are in my Just Start Academy, I'm there to get them to go a little faster, right? I'm there to say, I know you know some of this information, but I'm going to say it again in a different way, and I'm going to hold you accountable so that you keep moving, because sometimes that's what we need. We need external help. So if this is you and you have found yourself slowing and you just can't keep moving, maybe you need to be a part of my Just Start Academy. Okay, maybe you need to get in there so that you can have accountability, you can see what other people are doing, and you can keep moving forward. Because after all, you have a gift, whether it's a product that you make yourself, whether it's a service that you totally believe in that you want to offer for other people, maybe it's a combination of products and services, whatever it is, the world needs you to show up and needs you to offer these to them. You need to keep moving forward, whether you're just starting, whether you've already launched and you're getting everything going, but now you're like, what do I do? Do I need to regroup? How do I market this business? This is you. Think about your next best step and realize that you need to do this for yourself, because you committed to this. You started this process because you have a vision. You know that there's something special you have. Don't let this go to waste. This is your time to do this. There's no better time than right now to get your business going and off the ground. Y'all, it's never been more inexpensive to get your business going. There's never been more people starting businesses. It's so exciting. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It doesn't have to be super risky. You just need to start it right, create all your foundations, take your next best steps.
and do this for yourself. You've got one life to live and you've had this dream. It's your time to make it happen. So that's the first person that you need to do this for, is for yourself. Okay. The second people that you need to do this for is the people around you who know you and know what a gift you have. Now, here's an example. It's not business related, but I'm going to have you think about this. So my youngest daughter is tiny. She's 12 and she's like 4 foot. I don't even know what she is. 4 foot six or seven. Doctor said she may be 5 feet tall, like 5 feet. Okay. I don't know how this happened. I'm 5'3" and a half. I'm average. My husband's average. He's like 5'10". And my oldest daughter is not quite 5 feet tall. And now my other daughter is going to be 5 feet tall. I don't know how this happened. I need to go buy a lottery ticket today, but it did happen. Anyways, she's tiny. She is really good at hip hop dance. Okay. And I was thinking about it the other day. There was something when she was with a whole bunch of her dancer friends, right? And the hip hop music came on or something, and they were pushing her forward because they knew if there was anyone that needed to be in front of the pack doing hip hop, it was Ava. She's tiny, but she has so much rhythm. So the whole thing cracks you up when you watch this little girl who is amazing at hip hop. Okay. And I was thinking about that's how it is for you. The people that know you have a gift at something literally want to push you to the front of the crowd and say, do it, because you're the one. You're the one who was gifted with whatever it is. Maybe you have an art business. Maybe you have something to do with pets. Maybe you sell coffee or tea. Maybe you're a career coach. Maybe you're a life coach. Maybe you make some kind of home accessories. Maybe you sew. Whatever it is, the people you know would push you to the front of the pack, wouldn't they? Don't you agree that they would? You owe it to them to show up there so that they can support you. They want to support you. Don't you want to support your friends that are using their gifts? Have you ever thought about that? Like, I was thinking about one of my husband's friends, and I think I've mentioned him before. He's a super good photographer, travels around the world, and takes the most interesting photos of people that we wouldn't normally see in different details of things and places, and mostly people living their lives around this globe that we would never normally see. And it's amazing. And when I saw his photographs 20 years ago, I told my husband, David, he is so talented. I mean, so talented, David. What is he doing? He is amazing. Do I need to call National Geographic for him? Because he is amazing and has a gift. Well, now 20 years later, he's got a successful business and he travels around the country and has shows and shows off his photography and, yes, had a contract with National Geographic, right? And how fun is that to support your friends and be like, I just love that you are living your best life in your gifts. I can think of other people that I know that have their own businesses, even realtors, right? That are doing something that they love, they genuinely love, and you're happy. And you know that, like, oh, if someone's going to ask you a question about quilting or making bags or making home accessories or being a life coach or whatever it is, that you would be the one pushed to the front because they all know that you're the one with the gift. You owe it to the people around you to use your gifts because everyone around you wants to support you and wants to cheer you on and see you living your best life. Because when you do it, they get the confidence to do it for themselves. Do you realize that? That by you taking courageous steps with this business moving forward, you're actually influencing people around you, people that know you, that know that maybe this is out of your comfort zone to move forward with this business, or maybe they know that you've stalled. Maybe they know that you're not the type that would be scared, but maybe you've been putting it off because you had another job or you had children or things were going on in your life where you didn't have the time to do this. And now they are cheering you on because you get to show the world that you can do this. And then it may inspire them to live their best life too, and to go back to school or, take on some new skill or start their own business, whatever it may be. You are an inspiration to others around you when you start your own business. You are an inspiration to others around you when you start your own business and when you get it going and when you take steps and when you work hard and you believe in something that you know others need or would love or it would brighten their life or make their life easier. It is an awesome feeling for people to support you and for people to see that their dreams are possible too, just because you put yourself out there and you showed up. So again, the second group of people that need you to show up is your family and friends and everyone who knows that you possess a gift, because you do. You have a gift and it's time you keep moving forward. So again, the first person you need to do this for is you. You owe it to yourself. You've got one life, you're doing this. The second group of people is everyone that you love and that you know, because they want to support you and they want to be inspired and they want to believe in themselves. Okay. The third group is the people that are just waiting to find out about what you offer. There are people suffering a problem, wasting time on something, frazzled over something, wishing for something, hoping for something, and they don't know that you exist. Think about that. You need to show up because there's people that need your help, or they need what you sell. They need something to brighten their day. If you sell cupcakes, they need it because they want to have a moment where they can take their children and go eat cupcakes and celebrate a win after an event or good grades or gift them to someone that just had a great day. It doesn't matter what you offer. It doesn't matter. You can brighten someone's day. You can change someone's life. You can save them a whole bunch of time. You can save them stress. They are waiting to find out about what you offer. You may be able to improve their health. You may be able to give them a better life. You may be able to help them lose weight. You may be able to make their home more presentable so they actually are more social and invite people over. You may make them feel better by the way they look because you style hair or you provide cute accessories like bags. You may give them the confidence that they haven't had. Do you realize this? Your business is so much more than what you sell, but you need to show up. You need to show up for those certain people that need you. Not everyone in the world needs you or wants what you offer. You hearing me? Not everyone likes what you sell or cares or wants it. You're showing up for the people who have been waiting to find out about you. Y'all, this is serious. This is serious. You have to show up. And what do I mean by showing up? So let's review again. You're showing up for you. You're showing up for the people that you know, friends and family. And you're showing up for the people that you are meant to be serving. They're waiting on you. And to show up means that you commit to moving forward with this business. You get help if you need help. If you need coaching with someone like me, I'm here. Get it. Whatever you need to get this thing going. If you need a group program, I've got the Just Start Academy. It will help you get your business going and help keep you accountable and moving and learn from others and network and see that your fears are warranted. Other people have them too, but you'll realize when you're going through things with other people, it's not so bad. Have you ever heard that phrase, misery loves company? I say that quite often when something's miserable. Like if you're in line at the grocery store and it's taking forever and you're like, this is miserable. But if you've got a whole bunch of people around, for some reason, you can just complain about it to all the people. And then you start laughing and then you're like, we're all here. This is terrible. I need to get home. And for some reason, misery loves company. Because then in an odd way, it's bad, but it's not so bad. You know you're not the only one. So then you're not feeling so sorry for yourself. It's kind of interesting how that happens. Now, I'm not saying that starting your business is miserable. It's not. But I'm talking to those of you today that have been scared about your business or just hesitant to get everything going, or maybe just kind of flailing and not knowing what you should be doing. Right? It happens. It happens. Just remember, this is about you showing up in your best way, in the way that you feel comfortable, not doing something totally out of your comfort zone. You can outsource and you can get help for things that you're not good at. If you're not good at all the numbers and financials, get somebody to do your bookkeeping. Okay? Even if it's a spouse or, you know, teenager in your life that is taking accounting or some type of classes that would be willing to work with you for cheap. There's so many ways that you can be resourceful in getting help for your business. It's not even funny. You can be resourceful, okay? But just know that you got to show up. You just need to be here and commit to yourself and say, I am going to do this because I'm going to prove that dreams come true and people can make things happen. You can take your career into your own hands and you can start a business, whether this is just part-time, whether this is weekends, whether this is full-time, whatever this is for you. I mean, it's so funny. In my Just Start Academy, I've got people in there that are students with part-time jobs that are also starting businesses. If they can do it, so can you. There's no excuse. You can take little steps and move it at your own speed. Okay. Have I been on enough of a rant today for you? I hope so. I'm now releasing my hands off of your shoulders and telling you that you're amazing and that you can do this and you have a gift. And if I can do it, and if all the people in my Just Start can do it, and if the people in my Women Starting Businesses Facebook group can do it, y'all, there's so many types of businesses and so many types of people in there getting everything going. The variety is endless. Endless, everything from products to services to it all. Someone just bought a building. They posted that they bought a little building for their drive-through coffee and tea business. Y'all, it's so exciting. You can do this too. One step in front of the other. You've got this. You just need to show up. So that's it. Thank you so much for being here. If you are not in my Facebook group, you need to get in. You're missing out because there's so many amazing people. You get to see what they're doing. You can ask questions, like to get ideas for your business. I have an amazing group of people in there. I don't know how it's happened, but there's no riffraff yet. And it's just a really fun group. So I'm inviting you today to come in there. And also, you've got to check out the programs that I have coming up for you that are new business owners. I've got a whole community coming for those of you that have already launched your business and you want to grow it. You're trying to figure out how to market it. You want to make money consistently. Check it out and register your interest so you find out about the dates of my founding member launch coming up. And then also my Just Start Academy, I've got a session in right now, but I'll have another one coming up soon where you can join in. That's a small group experience helping you create all the foundations for your business and set you up for success. It's so exciting. It's so much fun. The ladies are making so much progress and just enlightened about their business. And it's wonderful to see. So I'm inviting you to check those out too. That is it. Y'all are amazing. Until next time, have a great day. And remember, it's your time to show up. Bye now. Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.